What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about Two Loss Distribution. They are one of the most technologically advanced distributors in music. They distribute to more stores than any of the distributors around. They distribute, they give you 100% of your royalties. They only charge you $3 a month, and you have an instant option to get an advance from these guys. So if you're watching this and you want to be in the music business and you're trying to figure out how to get help, I'm here to tell you, go to twoloss.com and use the word GODS as your coupon code, and you get the first 3 months free.
Peace and love. It's Rick the Negotiator.
And this is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And this is The God Show. Let's go. And today, oh, before we do that, shout out to our sponsors. Shout out to Tote and Carry. Shout out to Yoko. Shout out to Lareco. It's right here. Oh, it's my sister's brand. It's incredible. And shout out to Two Loss Distribution. Now let's get into the show.
Dang.
We have a legend here. I've been a fan of this guy since the day he dropped, and I want to get into the conversation because I'm such a, I want to know where you at.
Okay.
Cause you too motherfucking dope to be, you know, just rolling around doing your own thing. We need you back, nigga. I was just in there bumping that motherfucking who's real, and I was like, nigga, your verse, nigga, you got that bounce, nigga. Let's give it to OJ the Juice, man. Let's go. Motherfucking Atlanta legend.
Hey. Yes, Sirski.
OJ, first of all, we gotta talk one thing. You started off. And it was a tweet that went viral with the day that O.J. Simpson died, right? And it was a girl, and she says to her brother, or her dad, like, O.J. dead.
Yeah.
And he said, the Juice Man? And she's like, nah, the real O.J. He's like, only O.J. I care about.
Right, the O.J. Juice Man, yeah.
You a legend, nigga.
Man, it messed
hey,
me
nigga,
up.
I got to tell you that shit.
I woke up today.
Nigga, what, nigga?
I woke up today. I'm like, oh, dang, O.J. dead. But then they started tagging me. I'm like, nah, nigga. That O.J.
I got 32 on my chest, but it's a whole different reason why I wear it.
Yeah, for real.
But so O.J., like, how'd you start? Like, what's the inception of OJ the Juice Man? Like, you're such an interesting character to me, and I want to know about you. Like, I'm really, like, a fan. So what made you, what was the start of OJ the Juice Man?
Growing up in St. Valley, walking around. Oh, you know how they, departments got those green generators. I don't know if it's like a power thing or whatnot. But we used to beat on them and freestyle.
Play talk.
Yeah. All that,
you got your first
and
everything.
And then, one of my buddies who passed away some years back, he used to walk around with a boombox.
Mm.
And then on the boombox, I overwrap whatever he's listening to.
Mm.
And I just be freestyling and whatnot. He'd be like, man, Juice, you think I can rap a little bit. I'm like, nah, I just be really BSing around. You know what I'm saying? And then from there, we had like a open mic club. It was strictly for... open mic, I think it was like $2 Tuesday, open mic Thursday. So whatever date that they had an open mic, I just started going and pay $50 to perform. I think I was doing like, I had a song called Everything on Me back then. Mm-hmm. I used to rap deep voice, this before the A's, this before the
OK. Like deep voice, what you mean?
Yeah, with the OJ now, they look for the high pitch.
Yes.
Hey. So back then, I would want to rub on the juke.
Oh, yeah.
Deep voice. So I was deep voiced back then, but then I kind of got into, I started with the slow flow, but my slow flow had the high pitch voice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then I did the okay. I was stretching the okays first, and then I went into the A. But I was stretching my A's too instead of doing the A. Back to back, I was doing hey, and then I learned to do hey to make it more bouncy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
your flow had a bounce to it that it always felt fun.
Fun. Yep.
That's why I like
try to make
music.
It like that because when our era growing up, when we used to like rent cars from smokers or whatnot, you would be in their car and you might be coming up to a red light, but you got the music blasting. So when you get to the red light, you whipping.
Yeah, you turn it up.
So, you know, we whipping at the red light. So we might got two lanes, but we done blocked off both lanes.
Cause we
started here, but now we done whip. So now the car slanted at the red light.
Yep.
And everybody might see four heads in the car bouncing.
I always
try to make my music to where when we get in the car,
we
riding around doing what we doing it.
Nigga, that shit hit, nigga. That shit. Hold on. So where you say you from?
I'm from the east side. I'm from Boulder, Chris.
Okay,
right,
Boulder,
here.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on the east side.
You said the Sun
Valley Apartments.
Okay, Sun Valley Apartments. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah, especially, you know, y'all east side niggas, y'all be turned the fuck up.
Yeah,
okay, let's have a conversation about East Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah. Atlanta. So if you don't know this about Atlanta, mm-hmm. I'm going to just, like, if you're watching, you'll know this. Let me just teach you about Atlanta, right?
Okay.
College Park.
True.
South Side.
Mm-hmm.
East Side. Mm-hmm. West Side.
West Side. Mm-hmm.
Only sides that matter in the mm-hmm. city. North mm-hmm. Side didn't start mattering until
Migos. Really
we'll go that route. Mm-hmm. So now you have, if you look at it like College Park, East Point's kind of puckered up, mm-hmm. right? So you got Outkast, Goody Mob, mm-hmm. Luda, 2 mm-hmm. Chainz, who else?
Waka Gunna, Flocka.
Waka, mm-hmm. all those guys, they all sound like, they all feel like they grew up together.
Okay. Okay.
East Side niggas is different. Yeah. Cause you got 21.
Yeah.
Then you got Gucci. Yeah. Then you got you. And yeah. then you got Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, dog, when you think about the East Side, y'all are so eclectic.
Mm.
Why is the East Side so eclectic? Nudie? Who? Yep, I mean, like, Nudie, dog.
Yeah.
Future from the East Side. I forgot Future from the East Side.
Kurt Wood. I don't know, cause he, my era of growing up on Boulder Creek, we didn't leave Boulder Creek.
That's my point. We ain't leave College Park, nigga.
We ain't go to the West Side. We not going to Martin Luther King. We not going to Riverdale.
Hell no.
We all going to stay right here on Boulder Creek. We got our own little clubs in this area. Yep. We got South DeKalb Mall if we need some clothes. We're not leaving the East Side.
East Side, y'all are very isolated to me from the city.
True.
It feel like it's if you know, like College Park in the West Side is like basically three or four exits separate us.
Mm.
Like, and then you still got the Southwest, so you got Greenbrier area.
You got Greenbrier.
That's kind of like the bridge between both areas. So if you're from the South Side, you going to the West Side.
True, exactly.
Nigga, I ain't fucking no chick from South DeKalb, motherfucking Southwest DeKalb. Nigga, ain't about to come to East Side. Be trying to get me set up, nigga.
I got a GPS to get to your area.
Nigga? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I got a GPS to get to your area.
What? I'm not coming to no goddamn. What, nigga? Come over to East Side. Nah.
The people when they come to the West Side, come to Bone Road, boy. Bone Road, boy. No, sir.
No way! I'm gonna be at 50 grand.
Yeah, no, for real.
I ain't coming to chocolate.
See, that was chocolate. Our spot. That was our stomping ground. We in there.
What, nigga?
We in there.
I heard Whip Rico came from Club Chocolate.
Mm.
Like, so the East Side has always been like very like, they don't really, it seems like they don't really give a fuck. Like,
we do it
our way. Like, the West Side and the South Side, we kind of play together.
Yeah, true.
We gonna run into each other, whether it was Club Illusions, whether it was or Green Brown Mall, we gonna run into each other.
Exactly.
The East Side, you got the drive.
Yeah, you definitely got the drive.
You got the drive.
Don't
tell me they live on Panola Road, nigga. Yeah. It's even worse, nigga. No.
South Side to Panola Road?
Nigga? Ooh. I live in Fayetteville, so that's like Panola Road.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
It's like, you live in Fayetteville?
Yeah.
I see you once a year, nigga, maybe.
Once a year.
I'll come see a nigga on Panola Road twice a year, nigga.
Too far, good. Yeah.
So you still rapping. So how do you end up with Gucci, with Deb? Like, how do you end up in that scenario?
So Gucci been my boy since Nintendo cartridges.
Oh, wow.
We moved from Mount Park. He moved from Mount Park to Sun Valley first. And then we moved from Mount Park to Sun Valley. So in the midst of that, we taking out trash for $1, knock on your door, hey, can we take a trash shot? To picking up the aluminum cans, trading aluminum in for money. Then we bust down whatever if we got two grocery sacks and he picked up one, I picked up one, we bust down both sacks.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say Gucci made it with the rap first with Big Cat with the Trap House.
Yep.
I'm just coming home from Chain Gang Boot Camp. Like, I was supposed to get a 5-2 sentence, but the lawyer worked there for 90 days boot camp. Mm. So in the midst of coming home from the boot camp, when my sister picked me up, she handed me a Trap House CD.
It's up, nigga. I already know.
This nigga really made it.
Yep.
An album that he on. He on the front.
Yep.
His name on the
and
back.
Somebody gave it to you, not him.
My sister pulled up with it, like, you see what your boy did? I'm like, I've been telling everybody in boot camp. When I come home, I'm finna try to rap.
Yep.
I'm making boot camp song. Attention on dick. She'll bust it for me. So I'm using boot camp reference wording to make my music at this. And I actually put that Attention on Dick out too. It was really made in boot camp about, because in boot camp, like with if a male come in, you got attention on deck one, sir, good morning, sir. Ooh. If a female come in, attention on deck two, ma'am, good morning, ma'am.
Yeah.
So I just implicated into trying to make a song, but for females, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. And then I think right at this time now, boom, I got a little spot in Sun Valley. That all my buddies, how many was us? Me, Lo, Dre, it probably about five or six of us in that apartment.
Yeah.
Two bedroom townhouse. From there, Gucci started pulling up. And then this round of time, he started doing the DJ Burn One mixtapes.
Yeah. What year? Shout out to Burn One.
Ooh, this had to be
like 05.
05, 06 okay. type area.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. I remember when I ran into Gucci the first time. This is when Jermaine Dupri was doing So Def Radio. Remember that? He had the city on lock.
Yes, sir.
And he would let niggas upstairs a V. Mm-hmm. And I was upstairs and Block was in there like trying to get, and then they played Black T.
Yes, sir.
And then Gucci was like, that my shit. And we kind of like got, you know, like 30 niggas in the room, and then they played the record. Gucci, oh, that my shit. Watch out. Let me get out. I'm like, oh, that's his shit.
Yeah,
and then Icy popped off, and then it was like the legend of Gucci, man, just ain't
exactly.
Stopped.
It did go from Black T to Ice. Rob and my Black T.
Yeah. By the way, if you're an artist, that's something to pay attention to. White T was running the city.
Mm-hmm.
And it was running the nation, actually. Everybody's wearing white T. But Gucci was smart enough to create Black T, more gangster version, more street version.
I want to say the Black T was East Side version, and then the White T was the West Side version.
Yeah. That's some shit you got to be from Atlanta to know. You got to know.
But if
difference.
You was on the outskirts, you would probably think Gucci stole that record.
Oh, nah.
It was his version. Yeah, it was his version.
And by the way, West Side niggas was, they different. And East Side niggas is different. You can tell. The difference when they open their mouth, you can be like, "Oh, he from the East Side." You can just tell.
See, we had the gold.
Yeah, you got the gold team in the mouth.
Yeah.
So Gucci is out. So you get in the car. You just got out of the boot camp. Your sister gave you the CD. Mm-hmm. It's up.
The whole ride. Because I was in. They had me in Hardwick, Georgia. So I think it's like maybe 2 hours to get back to Atlanta from Hardwick. So the whole trip, I'm planning, I'm seeing what my boy talking about.
Niggas then up.
He got them Zays. I'm like, and then so from there, I go back to the Never Again studio, which is the people who put out the Black T.
Okay.
It was Never Again Records at the time. So I go back to that studio because they in my hood. I'm Boulder Craig Gresham Road right here.
Yeah.
So the studio here, start recording. But at that time, I want to say Gucci left Never Again, and then he went and got the Big Cat deal.
Yep.
And then that's when the So Icy and all that came about.
Yeah.
So I'm still trying at the independent label.
Mm-hmm.
But I really haven't found. I'm always being OJ.
Yeah.
Or the Juice, not OJ the Juice Man.
Nigga, OJ the Juice. That's one of the best rap names. Yeah,
so.
Facts.
What, so, nigga? Yes. OJ the
In
Juice
the midst
Man?
Of that, I was Goldmouth.
Yeah.
When I was Deep Voice, my rap name was supposed to be Goldmouth. And then I'm like, Goldmouth wasn't going to really.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, the OJ come from Otis Williams Jr. So, I'm an Otis Jr.
Oh. Nigga. Okay. Now I get
so,
it.
So, I've been OJ my whole life. And then, like, growing up, hey, Juice.
Yeah,
and then with the rapping came, I'm like, bro, I can be OJ the Juice Man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nigga.
So that's how that kind of came about. And then I did my Burn One. Oh, my Burn One was called On the Come Up. On the Come Up, I think. And then my second, but did Gucci get on my Burn One? I want to say he did get on my Burn. I had the Chain Swing.
Mm.
I had a Chain Swing song. He had a My Chain song.
Yeah.
So I had a Chain Swing song. He had a My Chain song. He got on my Chain Swing remix. And then from there, it was all running from there.
By the way, I didn't know that y'all were childhood friends, but that childhood friendship hit so different.
Yeah, it do. It do.
Like when you knew each other as kids,
the Nintendo cars, you had to blow to make that motherfucker.
Like when you knew each other as kids, it changes the dynamics of everything because it's like, exactly. Nigga, we know each other.
Yeah, nah, exactly. Like
nigga,
we know
our mamas know each other. We know each other.
All
so that's a safety. It becomes less like a lot of it makes sense now because it always felt like he had I don't want to say conflict with Walker, but you could just tell with him and Walker wasn't right.
It wasn't, yeah, yeah.
But with you and they'll him, it always heads. Just kind of felt
oh,
like
yeah, nah, we ain't gonna
it's love because y'all niggas knew each other as kids.
If we do bump heads, I'm he ain't going to out me, and I ain't going to out him.
Yeah.
We might just be separate for a little while, and then we'll.
But y'all know each other. Yeah. It's like, nigga, you'll call me when.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It might
yeah.
be something happened. That's like two brothers. Somebody got shot. You something happened in the hood. You like, nigga, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something
yeah,
happened,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to always bring you back to that place,
yeah,
nigga.
For real. Like
that. For real. So you figure out OJ the Juice Man. How do you figure out what makes you go from deep voice, nigga, to that up that turned up voice?
Maybe. Get into them Zaytoven beats. They got that high melody. It got the ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he got the. If you listen to Zay beat, he got a. And I tell Zay every time he make my beat, I need highs.
Yeah,
the highs. I need the highs. I don't make my beat without the highs.
Yeah,
I need the high.
Yeah,
and then from there, because the high to me, it giving me that.
Yeah, that bounce.
That go me.
And out of that, it's a fun vibe.
It's a fun vibe. Exactly.
You want street music, but you don't want it to feel like.
I don't
want to
shoot
my
bang bang now.
Get the guns out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have
your
time.
You want it to be fun.
Exactly.
And if it's fun, then we ain't. Even if you're saying street shit, it don't matter.
Because it's all fun.
It's so much fun.
In it, yeah.
And I feel like you figured that part out.
I did.
Everybody else was like.
I did.
That's why I liked you so much.
I'm me figuring them A's out is in the whole midst of the Shout of Low Run.
Yeah.
Because you know he kind of king of that slow flow.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So did you ever, y'all never had nothing, you and Shawty Low?
No. Because
you me always felt neutral. You always felt neutral.
Yeah, me and Fabo. It wasn't Shawty. And I was going to the D4L studio, but at the time I was recording the Fabo records, I don't think Shawty Low made it home yet. Because Shawty Low made it home around the Laffy Taffy.
Yeah.
Start taking off.
Yep.
Yeah, so I encountered Shawty Low when he did the video on the Yellow Lamborghini.
Mm.
That's when I started.
Yeah, turn it up. Was that Hello? That was
Yellow Lamborghini? Wasn't that Hello?
Or was Done That None At All? It was
one of we was in apartments on the west side. I don't know nothing about the apartment. First time over there. I'm looking like, damn.
That's some Atlanta shit, right, Tree?
These like, niggas trapped out. They apartments a little rougher looking than I was. Like, I was rough, but you look at them west side apartments. You're like, nah, nigga, your shit ain't rough, nigga.
Exactly.
You down there, suburb, nigga, coming to the west side nigga. Like,
going from Hidden Woods to Born Home, you was like, oh, no.
Fabo had me in, what's the name of them damn apartment, man? They got a big name. Like, if you say the apartment, Ethel Ridge. That's where he had me. Yeah. Like, it's like, when you go up, you can go up the stairs, go this way, or you can go downstairs. Yeah, that Ethel Ridge.
That was the worst kind of apartment.
And see,
kind of
I had my buddy with me. He was in a wheelchair at the time. His name was Block Beater. I'm looking like, I don't know if we should go down these stairs really with the wheelchair. We fuck once we get down there. You know this, right? Like, if a nigga hop out with that scrap, we got to go.
We gonna hop
with
somebody back or something.
We got to go and get to him. Like, bro, don't kill her. Here you go. You can have this shit.
Yeah.
You can have his wheelchair, too. Yeah, I'll put him on my back.
I carry the nigga up like that. Yeah.
I carry him back to the car, bro. Like, you can have all this shit, bro.
Yeah, exactly. So you find your flow, and it felt like your shit was instant.
True.
Like, you were rare. Let me tell you why you were rare. You won't. I only believe that it was two Atlanta rappers that has this, and it's you and Rocco.
Mm.
Y'all the only two niggas that the city loves, but we know y'all could have went way further. Y'all was just like, it just wasn't like, I don't want to do that. I ain't playing that game.
And I should have went that route.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I could have went farther.
Yeah, nigga, it was the crown. I understood it, but it's like, it's a mentality thing because it's like, I still got to be who I am.
Yep. Especially like when the Mariah Carey records came. I'm like, damn, Mariah Carey, but it was standing at the Tesco. And then the R. Kelly came. I'm like, oh, this might be for real. I might need to really actually take this kind of serious.
I just want
to
tell y'all something for anybody listening. Only an East Side nigga would say that I was at the Texaco.
You do.
And on the South Side, we got the Citgo.
Yeah, okay.
Citgo on the South Side.
Yeah.
Texaco's the East Side thing, nigga. I'm like, ain't no Texaco's on the South Side, nigga. Like, I'm at the Texaco. So it always felt like you and Rocco, like, because Rocco my nigga too.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt like y'all are like our goats. That we love, but we knew He too real of a nigga. He ain't gonna play this game because it's a game.
It's a game.
And that's why and when 2 Chainz said, sometimes I had them thoughts. I'm too real for this shit. I know that feeling.
I'm getting in my feelings about it. Like what, dang, nigga? Hey, something in the real. They want me to be fake.
Yeah, like nah, nigga. And I know it's hard. Like you said, if you would do it all over again, how would you do it? Like
this go around, if I had to do it over again, I'd do it somewhat the same way, but I'd take my time as far as in signing paperwork or saying, oh, let's go up to New York just so I can get you a deal. And yeah. I would, but see, back then, you know, I was diagnosed with diabetes one week, and then I was shot up 8 times the next week. So in the hospital, I'm like, you know what? They like, bro, you on your deathbed. You see, Juice, come on. The diabetes fucking with you. Got to stick insulin now. Then you got shot 8 times. Let me get you out the screen. I'm like, you know what? Hey, maybe let me try.
Let me say, it might be time.
It might be time
for me to go out there.
Let me try something different.
Yeah, I want to see how far we work.
But at the same time, the money got sucked away, and me just being an artist and not because it was told to me. Don't worry about the business part of it. Just do the rapping, be the artist. But not knowing, I do need to know the business part of it. I do need to mingle with program directors, DJs, because this is my livelihood. Yeah. If I'm going to be a rapper.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Don't just be an artist, because now if I'm just being an artist, the people that do want to interact with me, they thinking I'm being bougie or big-headed, not knowing. It was told to me, just be the artist, just rap.
Just rap,
Don't worry about the business part.
Yeah, I understand that, but because it could sound fucked up. When somebody said don't worry about the business, it could sound fucked up. But look at it from this standpoint. They're basically saying worry about your part of the game. Like worry about your role. Because look at it like this. I use Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre left 3 situations.
Three.
Nigga, with nothing.
With nothing. Zero.
3 huge situations. And he just left.
Dang.
Like, I ain't doing that shit. Like, nigga, you left death row. Like, Suge is 300, 400 million at the time. He like, shit. I'll figure it out again. But because he was so good at being Dr. Dre, he always made the money. And to me, that's why I think they made it. And Dre, and by the way, Dre is rich, but Dre was smart enough to, he might not have been the greatest businessman.
True.
But he had Jimmy. Yep. And mind you, he had to go through an Eazy-E, he had to go through a Suge, he had to go through those people for somebody to say, you know what, come over here with me. I'm empowering you. Let's do this together. Because he just wanted to be talent.
So when he left the three, he got with Jimmy Iovine. Well,
so when he left NWA, he was stuck in a deal with Eazy. But Suge was like, we shopping a project. So they sit with Jimmy. Jimmy goes, give me a week. Don't say nothing to nobody. Because there was some high level shit that needed to be handled. Because, you know, you got to call lawyers. You got to call people to say, yo, you need to make this guy see it this way.
Okay.
So he left that. He go to Death Row. It was twice he did. He goes to Death Row. He builds Death Row up. Snoop, everything, he builds it. And then he leaves Death Row to start Aftermath.
That's the name.
He stays with Aftermath. Well, Aftermath he still has, but Aftermath was only him. He wasn't the leader, though. He never was a leader. That's why he needed an Eazy and he needed a Suge. And now he has a Jimmy. And that's when,
Jimmy, that's when the Eminem come.
Jimmy found Eminem and gave him to Dre.
Ooh,
real deal. Eminem finds 50 Cent, brings him to Dre.
Eminem found 50
yes. And brought him to Dre. He's always just been the best producer. So it's like, why don't we want this nigga involved?
Exactly.
That's what they mean by focus on your part. Because so many new talent, so many new rappers you meet, new artists you meet, they be so focused on everybody's role that they be like, nigga, what about your shit? Where your verses at? Where your shit at? Right? And that's what I think they meant.
Okay.
Because another thing about this business I'm gonna tell you is that success fixes everything.
Exactly.
Nigga, 2 Chainz was signed to a nigga that was signed to a nigga.
Exactly.
Like he was signed to Luda, who was signed to Def Jam, right? 2 Chainz now owns all his shit.
True.
Because he stayed true. No pun intended. True. Like you know what I'm saying, but he owns all his shit because he read up with Def Jam and he said, "Oh, y'all want me to resign? I'll resign. I need my masters though." So. When you good at what you do, you can always come back to the table. Like, I'm be real with you. The reason why I'm doing this right now is because I didn't know shit, LJ. Like, I'm an Atlanta nigga. I'm managing 2 niggas from the Virgin Islands. I don't know shit, nigga. Nigga, they tell me to do a pub deal. Pub deal, what's that? Like, I don't even know what the fuck that is. And they was like, you can get a check. And they write songs. I'm like, okay. Then we do a deal. We was going to get $300,000. We wound up doing $1.5 million. I didn't know I was gonna get 1.5 million. I was just so good at the job that they was like, oh, y'all gonna be big. And we were big. There were a lot of other niggas they said that to that weren't though. But the one thing about us, I ain't gonna lie. When they gave us that 1.5 million, yeah, I thought that was the last check I ever get in my motherfucking life.
Shame me.
So nigga, I worked like nigga, ain't no money ever gonna come. And then money will come. And I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And then money will show up. And I'm like, damn, nigga. All right, you can just keep working in because money gonna keep flowing. Money gonna find you.
That's all.
When you put records out, money gonna find you. Mm-hmm. And once that shit started happening, it was like, okay, I get it now. I know what to do. That's why. And no one pulled me to the side and talked to
and,
me.
And yeah, that's I had
and,
no
and
guidance.
And when they do, it was usually trying to talk to me to come under them. And the crazy thing was that I would have went under them if they would have just said, I want to build you. Because that's all I want. I just want somebody to help me.
Yeah, that's
not,
all I needed.
Not take half of my shit because I don't know what I'm doing. True. Nigga, help me. And they didn't. So once I started getting, it was like a deal would happen. A check would come. I think, nigga, I can't believe I've been doing this shit 19 years.
19.
I can't believe that shit. Like when I said, I'm like, damn, nigga. 19 years of doing this shit. I didn't know what was in it. So once you, but I always focused on the one thing that matter was hits.
Okay.
A hit opens every door.
It opens every door. That was somebody that recently came like, bro, Juicy on tape with one.
Hey, Jimmy Iovine has a famous saying. He said, I'm a dog. Hit me, I'll holler. Give me a hit, I'll holler.
I'm a dog. Hit me, damn.
Hit me, I'm a holler. Because he would be like, don't come in the room asking me for something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everybody like, Jimmy, I want to put out an album and I want to do this. And I want him like, hey, press play. I'll hear everything when you press play. And once you press play, when you hear it, it's like, oh shit. And he's like, okay. Now you did. I'm in my first Beats headphones and my first pill I got from Jimmy. I was like, yo, I just started pill. Can I get one? He was like, play me a hit. Play me a hit. I'll give you what you want. Play him a hit. And he was like, okay, here. It's like, it was training though. It was under, it always made me see what mattered was the motherfucking hit. And I spent the first maybe 15, 16 years of my career just learning how to make hits. Because I was like, you ain't got to have no money in this business. And there's a lot of niggas that been up, that's down, that's cool. But a hit changes everything. A hit changes how they see you. A hit changes how they interact with you. Mm-hmm. A hit changes how they talk to you. Now they're like, Mr. Juice Man, would you like
this? Would you like?
That's right.
That's what a hit does. So that's why I'm like, nigga, don't ever forget. Make the hits. And a hit don't have to be, a hit could be a show. A hit could be a meme. A hit could be a piece of content. There are so many ways to make hits now. Y'all focused on the game. I'm focused on hitting in the game. Because, nigga, you hitting the game gonna reward you.
Exactly.
That's one thing. Exactly. If you do right, the game pay you. If you don't, reward. It will save it, you it, the it, fuck
up. I'm telling you, for real.
And your mama, your mind, cousin, everybody. But if you don't have a strong mind,
it will break you.
Tell them that.
It will break you.
Nigga, it will break you because they make you feel like you're one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you figure it out, you're not. Then it's like, damn, y'all didn't, I thought we was, I hate when artists be, by the way, I just say this one thing, I hate when artists, I did a video, I was like, stop celebrating, and nigga was like, let them celebrate. I'm like, my nigga, let me tell y'all why I say stop celebrating. A label signs 100 acts knowing that 5 are gonna work. Imagine if all 100 celebrate signing and the nigga behind that gave the check is like, oh, okay, that shit better work because that's your last check. That's why you shouldn't celebrate. You telling the person that you meet, it's like, you ever had a nigga walk up to you and he's like, yo, OJ, imagine need like a little something. Like, and they give you this big story, like, man, I'm fucked up. And he's like, imagine need $150. You're like, nigga, you settle that for $150? You should have just started with that here, nigga.
Yeah.
It's like the 20 minutes of my life for $150, nigga. So that's what's really happened. So it's like these people are celebrating, winning, and they don't even know what's next. And you should, and I always worry about the nigga that cut the check.
Because
he knows more. It's like the nigga on the block that gives everybody work. It's like he knows who's the hustlers. He knows who's gonna be around. He knows who, oh, you gonna be making money, but your money gonna go to these hoes. You ain't gonna be around. But he knows that because they try you. Here, let me see what you're gonna do with that. And to me, that's what they do. And then that's why you should have, you don't have to worry about because you actually are talented. But that's why I tell niggas, hey, play your cards right.
True.
Like you could bring, there could be a nigga right now to use your flow and niggas would be like, where OJ at? Well, OJ, man, why you take an OJ flow?
Exactly.
Come on, bro. That means they still want it from you.
Damn.
They still want it from you.
They still want it from you.
That's my point. All you got to do is make it. It's not hard.
Exactly.
By the way, if you need help, let me know.
I definitely need help.
I'll tell you, brother. You got my help. If you need help, brother.
I definitely need help.
I love to, because you know what it is? What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. the Culture Referee. And if you were wondering who this beautiful woman sitting next to me is my sister, Tiffany Daniels Sy. Let's give it up for my sister. Everybody can clap. This is good. And my sister is, she's the most talented person in the family. And we started a family business, a signature scent company. So if you like smoke a lot of weed in your car and you want to get the scent out, you have to check out these scents. I know guys that use it for the weed. I know people that use it for cologne and everywhere they go to get compliments. We make candles. We make
room sprays. We got them in kits. So if you want to buy something for your loved one or anybody, you know, that you care about, hit us up, LorraineCo.com.
And we're going to put the website at the bottom of it. But support this black business, support this black woman, and order, I promise you guys. As a matter of fact, use the word gods, and we'll give you 15% off. I just made that up, so if my sister's face looks crazy, don't get mad at her. I'll eat that. But guys, when I tell you this shit is incredible, you really should check this out.
The best scents ever.
LorraineCo.com, and we'll put it at the bottom of the screen. Thank you.
Thanks.
I love music is all about programming. Mm-hmm. That's what people don't understand. Music is about numbers. It's not about a feeling. It's about numbers. And it's about bars and how you count it. So when I know Boosie probably don't know this, but when he did Wipe Me Down, as much as that was his biggest song, there's something in that song that makes it a hit. Mm. I'm going to tell you what it is. He says, "Wipe Me Down." And the reason why I recognize that is because I played it for my daughter. She was like 4. And I would play it because I'm on. So he's like, "I pull up in the club, VIP, on E. Wipe me down. Dun, 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 bump, bump, feet. Dun, dun, don't she, on E. Wipe me down." And she was 4 at the time. She was 4, but she sung "Wipe Me Down" on cue. So I was like, "Fuck, you can count 1, 2, 3, wipe me down." So that's what she was doing. She was only 4. So I was like, when you make music, it's just about, and I can point it out because that's what we do. So when Teron does Rihanna, "Strip Club and Dollar Bills, and I still got more money, whatever I'm saying over here, I still got more money." It don't, like, nigga, you can't forget that part of the song.
You damn sure can't. That's what catches it.
And that's the verse, though. Mm. Now, when it get to the hook, it's you're writing 3 hooks. So it's scientific. That's all it is. So that's why I was like, I need to learn this shit. I want to learn this shit. And that's why we've been able to do that shit for 19 years.
Damn.
Yeah, so it's like little things you do, like start with the hook, start with something. Like, it's just mathematics. It's like, now we know what we want to do. We know we want to make a 2-hour movie about gangster shit. Boom, boom, boom. We know how we want it to end with this character dying and that character walking up. We know the ending of the movie. Mm-hmm. Now we just got to reverse engineer the motherfucker. And that's how you make a hit. What do you want to say? Who you want to say it to? Okay, cool. Now we know who we want to say, and now we know who we want to say it to. Because if you want to say it to a chick, it might come off different. Mm. For what Pharrell does, when Pharrell does, that's him on some masculine shit. But when he goes, "Excuse me, what's your name?" That's talking to the chicks. Mm. So once you figure out how you want the movie to end, now we just got to figure out, okay, now let's make the movie. And every time you're doing something, you can get the check now. Like, this ain't it. This ain't what we said we was doing.
Exactly.
We're going away.
Yeah.
Now you get to evaluate. Hold on. But do we like this? Because we said, but how this, play this for somebody. Let's see how niggas respond to this right here. Then they hit it. Dog, music is easy. It's just so many distractions.
So many distractions.
Bitches, money, jury, niggas, begging, parties, drugs, hoes, more hoes. More hoes. It's like, nigga, the work. Oh, that's why I'm like, I don't blame Gucci for going everywhere with his wife. Yeah. He ain't gonna get into no motherfucking trouble.
Exactly.
Nigga, take his wife.
I move with my wife, I ain't gonna.
Nigga, even if I want to do something, let me take her home.
I know I ain't gonna fuck her because she watch.
Let me take her home, though. I'll be back in a minute. Maybe on the ride home, she's like, "Babe, no, we're not doing that." But my point is, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta grow the fuck up.
You gotta
man.
Grow the fuck up.
And these, exactly. and niggas that do music, I think niggas wanna do music now because it seems like it's the easiest thing. Mm. Like, niggas are like, "Man, you could have went pro playing football." "Yeah, but I wanna do this music shit." "Why, nigga? You
could
have do it after, nigga.
Again, they couldn't
nigga,
check.
What? Football gonna cut you a guaranteed check.
Just as long as you don't get hurt."
But you know what? It requires work.
Oh, it requires work. Damn.
And that's why they want to do. That's why they want to do music, because it don't seem like it requires work to get in that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And then you start realizing,
I got to work.
What? They want me to do what? How many more phoners? Man, I'm trying to go. Hey, no, you
got
to work.
You know, you got the meet and greet. But you got to take the picture.
You said yes to such and such. Yeah. He said he waiting like, oh, yeah, you got to exactly. reverse for such and such. They sent the deposit.
Yeah.
I just be trying to go. I be trying to go back to my old life because it's so good.
Yeah.
Now I want to go to my old hood. Nothing make me feel better than riding through Hidden Woods or the old National Discount Mall on my new Twips. Nigga, I made it. Nigga, I used to pass out flyers right there.
Nah, for real.
But then you realize while you're doing that, you're missing out on money. Yeah. So you gotta go get your. Yeah. You better go back and get your motherfucking money, nigga.
Damn.
That's what niggas. That's the mistake niggas make. So where? I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Random.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be it's gonna be a little. You're gonna have to think a little. Maybe okay. You don't have to. All
right.
So OJ the Juice Man is an Atlanta legend. I want you to give me your top five Atlanta records that you said that you would say if you want to know what Atlanta is, or if you a DJ in Atlanta and you don't know what and the crowd ain't fucking with you. Here's the ones that you got to play. What would your records be?
My first one will be T.I. and Beanie Man.
Ooh,
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
I'm serious?
Mm-hmm. Serious.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
My second one will be, I want to say something, Lil Jon and the East Side Boys. I can't remember particularly. Yeah.
Throw it up.
Now, okay. What? Yeah, you called that motherfucker right out. Damn. All right.
Two more. Three more.
Bombs Over Baghdad. Outkast and Killer Mike. The Bone Crusher song.
Never Scared.
When they busting through the wall.
Yeah.
That one.
Got one more. I want to ask you.
I want to say something off. Remember Jermaine Dupri did the Purple So-So Def All-Star tape?
I'll be on that kryptonite.
No. It was Jermaine Dupri. But he had them females. It was like.
My boo?
It was off of that Purple So-So Def cassette tape.
Got you.
I had to really play it back because it's so old, but it was on the cassette tape. It was purple. When I bought the cassette tape, I still it came purple.
I'm thinking my boo because that sounded like So-So Def bass All-Stars.
Something like that. Yeah
it was that. Mm-hmm. What's your five? By the way, I'm going to ask you another question. I'm going to get you ready. I'm going to ask you, not including you, your top five Atlanta legends. I'm going to let you think on it. You want to answer?
Mm. Pastor Troy.
No more playing GA?
Yeah, no question.
For sure.
Goody Mob Cell Therapy. Outkast Players Anthem.
Players Ball.
Players Ball. Not Players Anthem, Players Ball. I'm thinking Junior Mafia. Players Ball.
See, New York niggas ball. Always try to take some shit.
Players Ball, definitely. Rubber Band Man, T.I.
That's four.
What's the Dirty Sprite tape Future? What's the the hit. What's the one? I can't get the name.
That
of the
one,
song.
The Weeknd?
No. Oh man, I can't get the name of that song. March Madness.
That's nights. A good era.
Can I tell you why I say that? Okay, so here's my thing. I don't think the songs that I'm gonna name. I don't know. It's not about the artist, because obviously Gucci, Future, you could go any one of them. I'm gonna just try to go with the city. Ain't gonna let up.
Yola.
Pastor Troy, No Play in GA.
Mm-hmm.
Crime Mob, Nucky Buck.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Swag Surfing.
Swag
Surfing.
Okay.
Mind you, these are groups that might not have went to like that super, superstar, but they really put on for the city.
City, exactly.
And then the fifth one, man, I'm not gonna lie, I wanna say Get Up, Get Out, and Get Something.
Ooh.
Only because
no question.
That's a part of Atlanta that's missing. That's a part of Atlanta that I think is missing. That them niggas that's just like, man, get the fuck up, nigga. Like, nigga, we gotta hustle. Like, I'm broke. I'm trying to get it. Not like them nigga. Not everybody rich.
Yeah.
Everybody up. But like niggas is like, nigga, are you supposed to be grown, nigga?
Get something.
Come on, nigga. Like, and I tell niggas, I'm like, imagine hearing that at like 13, 14. Like, you understand what I'm trying to say? That changes your perspective on life. Because you got these niggas you look up to saying, nigga, get up and get out and get something. So that would probably be my five. Now your five Atlanta rappers. Not you. You can't. Okay. I want you to give me five Atlanta rappers. Okay.
My five Atlanta rapper.
It could be groups too.
Okay. Ghetto Mafia.
This nigga East Straight Side. Straight from the deck. Slanging pillow.
Oh, man.
Ghetto Mafia.
The Hard Boys. They was like late 80s.
Yeah, late 80s. Yeah.
Hard Boy, Ghetto Mafia. Remember Mr. Koo, Born Threat?
Nigga. Yes, nigga. You gotta be an Atlanta nigga. Cause you only heard it on TV at the Ardell Star. What was the show? No, it was
you had to have regular TV. Yes. You couldn't have cable.
Yeah, you had to have
regular TV.
It was like
and
public
it come
TV
on like
yeah.
2 o'clock.
Like 1-2 o'clock in the morning. Stay up. And then they would play Born Threat for like 30 minutes straight.
Oh, man.
Like they would just play it on the TV for like 30 minutes straight on repeat. Damn, and we never knew who it was. I'm a Born Threat. That's crazy.
Damn. So that's three. My other two.
Where's he from, Coop?
Mr. Coop's from the east side.
I'm trying to tell you.
From the east side.
I just want y'all to hear. That's why it's different. They're going to stick together.
I don't know, cause you know I kind of went to Alabama with the Dirty Boys. Gotta hit the flow,
hit the flow.
What
y'all think we been doing, bro? Sitting around, eat snacks, get fat, been in the studio, make a track. But y'all niggas don't know nothing. About nigga, what nigga? Ooh. Alabama nigga, look at Alabama nigga, so happy. That nigga's dancing right now. That nigga want to break dance. You don't even break dance to the music. That nigga got to start ticking and shit. Like,
I was a Dirty Boy fan, man. Damn, but Atlanta.
That nigga lit up when he heard Dirty Boys.
What was my boy? Drama. Live right.
That's fine. Drama is slept on by. He from the South Side.
Yeah. Oh, he's from the South Side. Okay.
I'm asking a question. If Atlanta had a civil rap war, South Side, North Side, East Side, West Side, in the city,
Who would win?
Atlanta rap war.
Damn, well, I gotta use South Side, West Side, East Side. Damn. I don't know, cause when Pastor hit, it was something different.
Yeah.
When Pastor hit,
Pastor.
And then when he started riding that red truck that looked like a fucking 18 wheeler,
the big ass truck
with the pipe coming out. And he
when he
got
riding dirt, when he got riding big,
and he got the helmet out the window.
Yup, nigga.
Oh man,
that's most iconic. We don't talk about how iconic that is.
Pastor
that nigga had a Georgia helmet and the championship belt.
Yeah,
and all that nigga gotta do.
That.
How the fuck he got a championship belt?
Where did he get that from?
And it's like a real championship belt, buddy. It's like some metro. It's like some
heavy,
Ted
like,
DiBiase, nigga, like, the $6 million man belt.
Fucking the giant. What the nigga, the Undertaker had this motherfucker.
Yes,
how
nigga.
The hell did he get a real belt?
Understand. This nigga Troy would come out with the helmet and the belt and wouldn't have to rap one.
And he gonna
word.
Slap the belt over his shoulder.
Belt on his shoulder.
And he gonna hold the helmet by the mask. I don't know, bro.
I love Atlanta, bro. I ain't gonna lie, but I love Atlanta, bro.
And he gonna scream my re-read it. But my favorite song was Rhonda. Help me,
Rhonda. Help
me, Rhonda.
Well, I'm a really bitch.
Man, whoever that girl was.
Well, she never came out.
He didn't use her name.
He said Rhonda Truitt in the verses. Oh, but so that but he said that he only said her name in the verse. He didn't say who she was though. Who the fuck is Rhonda?
Boy, that girl.
By the way, we need to find out who Troy.
I love.
I want to know Rhonda who Rhonda is, my nigga.
Her verse was amazing.
That bitch, I'm a really bitch, and Troy is hyping it up. That nigga was hyping her the fuck, nigga, and she wasn't even really snapping. She just was like, I'm a really bitch, and I'm really the reality. Fuck the dumb shit, nigga. Every time she says something, it was like
it's gonna make you know her verse,
nigga. That's what Atlanta is. Mm-hmm. That's why Atlanta is incredible. Mm-hmm. That excitement, I don't feel that today.
Nah, we ain't getting that kind of music.
I tell I'm at birthday bash.
Nah, we not getting that
when
kind.
When Pastor Troy performed, no more playing GA. Ooh. Like, I want to tell you how powerful Atlanta is. Let me tell you how powerful Pastor Troy is, who showed Atlanta his power. Mm. He showed us our power, because before that we was like Big Oomph and Hitman Sammy Sam and Baby D, and we loved them, but we was just very happy to be there. When that nigga Troy is the first person that made Atlanta niggas take pride in being from Atlanta.
Exactly.
The first nigga. Exactly. That nigga, because you gotta remember, we were saying we soldiers. We were trying to be like Master P, right? He was like, we soldiers. And he was the first nigga like, fuck that soldier shit. We down South Georgia boys. And that's all. And we was just happy because we was from Georgia.
Yeah.
But no, you don't know this, but No Limit was huge.
In Atlanta.
And a nigga ran.
I bought every Master P tape that came out.
Every week he dropped an album and everybody bought it.
They were just as big in New York. They were.
No, but my point is.
And I think I was going out because if you remember, P was having color.
The colored CDs. They came out every 2 weeks. There was a new album coming out.
He was dropping it. Middle school shit with Black and Earn.
Mac
was green.
Yep.
Oh, Cain and Abel.
Yep. Was blue and yellow.
CMX.
Nia X.
But all of that, as strong as that was, it took one Atlanta nigga that no one knew to make one song called No More Playing GA. And the crazy part is he don't even say nothing about Master P in the verse.
Nope.
So if you listen to it, you don't know. But if you have bought that album and you heard
Pastor
that intro.
Did Pastor Troy make that beat for that song?
Huh?
Did Pastor Troy make that beat?
I don't know. Because
he was making his own beats.
Yes, but even that was like, the shit was simple.
It was simple. But Plain Jane, but when he come on it.
What's up, Big Mouth, nigga? Nigga. And the way he started it was, No Limit Studios, yo, let me feed the P. P ain't here. You know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, tell him the down South Georgia boy said, since everybody want to be soldiers, we ready for war. That was the first time the South had a civil war.
Crazy.
Because the South, nigga, P,
and it did go
UGK,
like
A-Baller, MJG, everybody loved each other. Jay Prince, Tony Draper, we all loved each other. That was the first time he draw a line in the sand. Nah, nigga, we from Georgia. And it just... changed the scope, changed the dynamic. It was almost like New Orleans handed the baton to Atlanta. He did?
Yeah.
So it was like New Orleans handed the baton to Atlanta and said, y'all go from here.
Dang.
Because Katrina happened, Cash Money wound up going to Miami. So it was like New Orleans was by itself and Atlanta took over. But
damn, sure was.
Nigga,
damn.
I love being from the city.
Wow. Wow, that was a real breakdown.
I love being from the city, bro. So what's the future? What is OJ about to do?
I'm finna come try to take that motherfucker over again, man. I feel like when I first did it, I was misled. And then me being me, I get in my feeling. I'm gonna go back to the street then. Fuck that rapping shit. I'm just standing on the corner.
What's your sign?
A Sagittarius.
Okay, see, we're the first Sagittarius. We be having arguments about signs in this motherfucker all the time. So when they start talking about themselves, we be like, what's your sign?
Yeah. Sagittarius going back to the street. That shit didn't work that way. I got raped for the money. Let me turn back to the street. Let me do what I know.
Yes.
And then, but nah, fuck that. It's hella money in there. I know I got talent. I know I can still do it. I know I still got the same voice.
Yeah.
I know they still love the, hey, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to do it with no fucking, I really didn't have no distraction back then. But like I said, they told me just be the artist. Now I don't sit down and I did my own booking since I left them. Yeah. I haven't been doing my own shit gradually since 2012. You know what I'm saying? I've been straight independent. And then not knowing, like, people, I still got my hardcore fans, but not knowing, without that major backing, your marketing and your branding of you would kind of go down if you don't stay in it. Because you got to remember, Ray, back when we was doing it, wasn't no Twitter.
Nah.
It wasn't Instagram. It was only MySpace.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you had to get radio, YouTube DJs, wasn't big, maybe Ozone then. Magazine.
All that. We had publications and all that. Yes.
Yeah, but you know, I want to tell you something. Your sound will still be here.
Mm.
You, Juicy J, it's few people who, if they stayed in the same pocket. You won't lose.
Mm.
Because it's a timeless flow. Mm-hmm. And it's simple.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't give a fuck how genius Jay-Z and Wayne and all those rappers are, because they are.
Yeah, they are.
Nobody has anything as simple as slop on my knob. Like corn on the cob. Like, nobody has nothing as simple. Nigga, to the point where it's been remade 3 times. Ferg made it a hit. Ferg is the name. Ferg made it a hit, nigga. Who else just made it a hit?
So damn, that was slop on my knob. Yeah.
And then Glorilla just remade it. Nigga, but that shit done been remade 10 times. That's what I'm like. The simplicity thing that you do, nigga, you.
Damn.
Let's have a meeting. Let's sit down, go through the music. Nigga, your shit is easy.
Mm.
And another thing, just to be honest, is that you still look young.
Thank you.
And that's important, though.
Thank you.
That's important. Like, how Gucci still looks.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, like, you can't be that nigga walking around here with gray everywhere.
Yeah, nah, missing T.
You're going to look out of touch.
Granddaddy.
No. Hit me out. Let me tell you why I say that. It's not my opinion. It's because how the audience receives
it. Receives it.
They receive it. Like, they want you for the feeling you got, but they want you to still feel the way that feeling meant.
It meant, exactly.
If you look different, it's like, name a rapper that looked different, that switched it up, and it's still, it's like, we unsure about a nigga. Like, nigga, you.
That nigga got to change your name.
You got to change, who the fuck are you, nigga? Like, so your shit will work because of the simplicity in how you bring it.
Okay.
And, nigga, you still, like I said, you still an Atlanta legend. Nigga, you just, you just need a plan, and a plan that costs nothing.
Okay.
Outside of like music that you got to do, but that's you can't shake those.
You can't. Okay.
But you just need a plan, and you need to package it.
Mm.
And if I was you, the way I would do it, just awesome GP shit. I would partner with producer.
Okay.
So like, I would go to like Mike Will Made It and be like, yo, let's do a 5-song EP, nigga.
Mm.
You know why it's gonna work? Y'all share the revenue of the master. So now he releases it, Mike Will, OJ the Juice Man, fucking Daytoven, OJ the Juice Man, even Shawty Red, projects with niggas.
That's real.
5 to 7 songs.
Okay.
Now we gonna talk, now y'all gotta go out, we gonna talk to y'all, the music is there. Like, look at how niggas be coming. Like, Future just dropped 3 albums in the last month.
Mm. Or 2 months, man.
No, month.
Month.
Because he dropped the We Don't Trust You. Then he dropped Never a week Liked later. You. No, he dropped We Still Don't Trust You a week later. And then he's dropping a mixtape that he just dropped on Friday. He just dropped the mixtape. But look how he did it. First 2 albums is me and Metro doing something. It's received different. It's not like an album. It's like Metro and Future did something. Let's see what that looks like. And it takes the pressure off you.
Okay.
And now it becomes, let me see what you and Zay did. Now it's like, let me see what Shawty Red took that nigga. Let me see what Mike Will took him. So now you got 3 projects out with 3 hit makers. They all making money because they promoting it. And now all you doing is adding your shit on there. So now you leveraging their platform. That's all it is. It's just compounding on top of each other. That's it. It's really easy. It only feels hard because most people don't have strategy. Okay. So if you don't have strategy, all you can do is spend money. You ain't got strategy, nigga. If you ain't got no strategy, we got to throw some money at this shit.
Yeah.
But if we got a strategy. We know
how to target it.
Boom. Mm. So now it becomes easier. So now you and Zay got a project. You and Mike got a project. You and fucking Shawty got a project. You and fucking Turbo got a project. You and all, like now. By the way, that's how Brent Faiyaz has built his shit. That's why niggas said they made more money off Brent Faiyaz. Pharrell made more money off that Brent Faiyaz album than that song that he did, that Brent Faiyaz and Drake that didn't go. He made more money off that record than he made off any other record, that any other hit he ever dropped.
Damn.
Because he's owning the master. And that's the key. Cut him in on the master. Now y'all splitting the money down. They promoting it, you promoting it, they pushing it, you pushing it, because y'all both winning.
And it's double being seen and from that, both boom, sides.
And it's being seen from both sides. So now we like, damn, OJ got a problem with Mike. Well, oh shit. Now it don't become OJ. It'd be like OJ and Mike. Oh yeah. Shit. Let me see what they did.
That's hard.
Like Chief Keef and Mike Will just dropped the record.
You took it right out of my mind. Chief Keef and Mike
Will just dropped the record together.
And that motherfucker going crazy.
That's my point. Mm-hmm. But now it's no pressure. It's like, who did it? Mike Chief. So you got to sneak into the market.
Okay.
You can't come into the market because that's what cost. Making a statement, OJ is back. It's like, that's going to cost you. You don't have to do that. Come in, make the music, make the content, drop the shit. Like, and we just did this shit in 5 minutes. Like, imagine if we sat in the room for an hour and went through the music and talked. Oh, my God, nigga. I'm the best at this shit. Like, nobody can fuck with us because I don't think like everybody. I'd be like, what can I do that costs me nothing? What can I do that's going to make...
What can I do that costs me
nothing? What can I do that's going to make people talk? How can I pay for the chatter? Like, Drake and motherfucking Kendrick just went at it. And my nigga, they both... Like this, they got number one, number two songs in country. They broke records for most streams. Why is that, nigga? That's just social media and them putting records out. And we knowing what it's about, so we waiting. Nigga, we in Vegas, nigga, at a restaurant. Nigga, we eating the shit. Nigga, had a good time. Hold on. Kendrick just dropped something. He dropped something right now? No, listen to it. Yo, like, it's like, it was excitement. Music needs excitement.
Excitement, yes. Exactly. Exactly.
And these motherfucking people running these labels don't want excitement. Because excitement, it makes them look lamer than what they are, and they already lame. Excitement. And what you should do is come back and do exciting shit. Nigga, okay. I want to hear you and Gucci album. Nigga, look how Ross and Meek just dropped the album together. It's so easy. Yeah, exactly. I want to hear you and Gucci album. Like, look, nigga said, shit, where is that at? He's from the Bronx.
Yeah.
This nigga from New East. Where's that coming? Like, nigga, you New York, nigga. That nigga got so excited. Okay, see, there it is. But yeah, like to me, that's how I would do it. I would just come out like people don't like the problem that we most of us have is that we be thinking about how what we can create and how what can we create what we have. We don't think about if we do something, it'll work. So I'll give you an example. The biggest comedy special in the last 10 years to me, I would say is Cat Williams' interview with Shannon Sharpe.
Yes.
It was an interview though. 49 million views on a 3.5 hour plus interview. That nigga probably made about 4 or 5 million from that video alone.
Shit.
From YouTube. So think about that. 49.7 million, he just gave it to Cat. So now when he gave it to Sterling. Shannon Sharpe.
Shannon Sharpe.
So now when he comes with his special, Netflix probably cut that nigga $100 million check.
Yep.
You have the biggest watched video in YouTube history, nigga. He could have easily been like, nah, where's the money? I'm not doing Shannon Sharpe shit without money. Nah, nigga, sit in the couch. Do what you do. Know the world's going to see it. And when they see it, now you back. Now what do you want to do? That's how you do it. By the way, nigga.
That's smart as fuck.
We sit out, man. That's kind of what we do as a team over here. This podcast shit is just, you know, we just learning. This ain't even about the interview. This ain't about the cameras. This is about us talking to people that we respect about what we can do to win. If you don't listen, nigga, hey, that's on you. Doing God's work right now. So camera rolling and you got to go. Now you got to do God's work and go watch and listen and apply, nigga. I did my part.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I would do if I was you, bro. Like, by the way, we should really, talk, tomorrow, another day, I would really love to help you because
I'm damn show down.
Oh, nah, nigga, I know what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
All you gotta do is just because once you understand the business and the positioning, you can't lose. Look at it like this. I can produce a song for you. It streams 30 million. Nigga, I probably made like $400-$500. Maybe 5,000. Think about that. 30 million. I could put the same song out myself and get the master and it streams 3 million times, 4 million times, and I made the same amount of money. Once you understand the economics, you can start pitching how you want the business to look. That's what you said. Remember you said they focus on the business, focus on the music, but the problem was that the business was moving around you. Put you at the center of the business. The business goes through you.
Damn.
Everything goes through you. So now every decision, now we talking, so now there's not a move being made that you can't understand, know what's happening, you know everything, and you know the outcome, you know that's how we work. Like, that's how you gotta work in today's market, but you gotta go out there and you gotta just do it. That's it.
That's more talk though, boy.
We would do it. I'm telling you, like, you talking about nigga. That's real Atlanta shit right here. For real. But we all gonna see something from OJ and us. We gonna put some shit together, nigga. Cause I'm a fan, my nigga. And the way I see music is easy, bro. And you've seen it easy too. You just, I don't know what happened, but you was probably, you was in the wrong scenario. Not probably.
Mm-hmm.
It was the wrong scenario. Because it didn't work out for you.
It didn't work.
That's why I was wrong. That's why I don't want to say probably. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what happened, but yeah. So would you, so yeah, we're going to put it together. Nigga, I'm with you. You with me, Rick?
Let's go.
Oh, nah, nigga, seriously, nigga. I want to, because for me, that's what it's about. It's like, if you're watching, it's too late.
Exactly.
By the time you see this, nigga, the plan already being coming out, nigga.
Yeah. That shit already triggered.
That shit dropping?
Yeah.
So what you want to call the next project? You ain't got a name yet?
I ain't got a name. We going to see, and you know, I come from mixtape era, so get the mixtape, shoot it out. We ain't doing too many videos. Mm-mm. We ain't doing single for single. Mm-mm. This go around, I want to try targeting 1, 2, maybe 3 singles, then the whole project, and then with those singles, video, because that was my lack of me putting out. When I put out music, I'm just putting out 14, 16 songs.
But that's
songs.
How I tend to go with it.
And no visuals. I might come with a visual a year later after the project. Like, oh, bro, they said the No Hook record, you need to do a video for that. And then I do a fucking video, not giving them video with the material at one time.
Like, exactly. No, we... That's why I said 3 projects, 5 songs each, three different producers.
Producers.
That's 15 songs. Mm. That's also a year's worth of material.
Mm.
You could drop a project every 4 months. Mm-hmm.
True.
Nigga, by the end of the year, nigga, you on motherfucking fire. Because you got music out. You ain't had to do shit. And by the way, they'll come. And all you got to do is go with a distributor that's going to put the work in.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need. But you got to have the ideas. Like, we put together a deal for another rapper recently, and nigga, it was kind of same shit. Like, rapper from New York, nigga, I'll tell you off. And I was like, yo, nigga, like, I know what to do. So me and Rick came in, put the plan together, got the deal signed, got everything done, and was like, all right, now we rolling out. And and this nigga is like happy as he's ever been. Like, nigga, this is it. That's all I needed with a nigga to
help me show me what emotion going.
Everything goes through you though.
Mm.
Everything goes through you though, nigga. I need your approval. Nobody is ever gonna say they got done anything, and it's never happened to me because I make sure sit down. This is your business. Say mine.
Mm.
Let's understand. Ask questions because just so you don't, because niggas be. I do it too. Sometimes like, I'll figure that shit out later. Then you figure out later. He's like, nigga, hold on. This ain't what I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah.
Now you pissed. Nah, nigga. Let's not. Let's avoid that. Mm. Let's do it right now. Okay. Let's do it at the beginning. Let's figure out what we want to do. Set the plan and go.
Mm.
And nigga, and I would shoot content with comedians. I would put a Desi Banks black tee, the black tee on this. Like, that's how I think. Cause they want to do it. Why wouldn't they want to do it, nigga? I just want to be I'm on an OJ mixtape now. Now everybody going, like, it's the game, bro.
That's hard.
It's not hard. It's collaborations.
Damn.
Collaborations and partnerships. Yeah, man, we got a lot of shit we gonna put together, man.
Mm.
Rick, you got anything?
Cause them niggas having their own motion. None of these things about like the Fats, the Barbers, and them niggas having their motion. Boy.
And the reason that's because they understand content, put it out, and always feed the people what they want. That's why I say, why would you give them 15 songs, and knowing 4 months from now you're gonna want to give them 15 more?
More, true.
Nigga, give them five. Then give them five now, and then guess what? They might want 20 next time, but by that time, nigga, it's up. They already know what to come. You. The only difference now is that you have to train the audience.
Okay, train the audience.
You have to train the audience. Like, Gucci is really good at that, right? Like, he goes everywhere. You know it's him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know he ain't playing no games. Mm-hmm. We doing it like this. Mm-hmm. It's how it goes. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's working for him.
Because
he here to get that money. He ain't. You know what it is. All you have to do is have the shit established. Once it's established, nigga, the world is yours. It's easy. You have a name. Like, imagine, like, we'd be working with motherfuckers that got one follower. And we like, don't worry about it. We know what to do. You got a name, my nigga. Fuck you to my nigga. I wish the fuck I would. Nigga, do your show. Nigga, do your show in Atlanta on the day the project dropped. Had a whole city come out, do it at Tabernacle. Gucci come out. Everybody come out, nigga. It's like, now, boom.
Mm.
Send that to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now academics and all the niggas got something to talk about. Look what OJ doing. Mm. You got to do the work, then talk. Most niggas want to talk
and then do the work.
No, do the work and then talk. Because everybody talks. Nobody's doing the work. Mm. Do the work, talk. That's the order. It's easy, bro.
That's easy.
Shit.
Rick, anything? Because I was going to ask the credit check.
Go ahead, you good.
Okay, so OJ, we have a segment of the show
okay.
called Credit Check. Mm-hmm. Most people say, let's give such and such their flowers. Okay. I hate that.
Okay.
Don't give me no flowers, nigga. Yeah, I ain't dead.
I ain't dead.
Nigga, give me some credit, nigga. Yeah, show the world what I did mm-hmm. so I can get my, mm-hmm. I can take that credit and mm-hmm. leverage it and go get something mm-hmm. else for myself. Mm-hmm. So we ask people like you to give a shout out to two or three unsung heroes in the OJ the Juice Man story that you like, man, I want to just shout them out because.
I could probably say my little brother, Pat, man.
That's him right there, right?
Yeah.
That's your twin, nigga. Yeah. I want to tell he's like, I'm OJ brother. Yeah. I said, you got to tell me that. Yeah, yeah. I already can look at you and tell you.
I got to give him credit.
Yeah.
That's the only person I really move around with and feel the comfortability of. I ain't really got to worry about it. He got my back.
Because he your brother.
Yeah.
And y'all been there.
Yeah.
Let's give it up, Pac. You said Pac-Man, right? Let's give it up, Pac-Man. Pac-Man, you get up, boy. We clapping for you, my nigga. We clapping for you. So last question.
Okay.
So the show is called The God Show. God's is an acronym for goats and underdogs.
Mm.
Do you consider yourself a goat or an underdog? If you consider yourself an underdog, what do you want to accomplish for you to say, I'm a goat?
I look at myself as an underdog because motherfucker always like, you know, throwing, it's like, I'm like a write-off.
Yeah.
To what will make me a goat from being an underdog, where can I put it? I just want to be acknowledged more, like acknowledge me more.
I know what that feel like. It's like your shit moved on, but y'all like I didn't put a dent there.
Man, like I'm the first. If you really look at trap rap, I'm the first nigga that got on the radio to break a kilo down.
Hold on, what the fuck? Look at Dream. Dream like, yeah, nigga. Dream like, hell yeah. Hold on, what you mean?
I broke a kilo down on radio.
Got you. Whole brick,
half a and brick. They told me that song. They said.
I caught it. I'm like, hold on, what, nigga? Yeah. I thought nigga was in the station cutting kilos. Hey, nigga, you are fucking crazy.
That translated everywhere because we banged that crazy in New York.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was everywhere. Your sound, you sound like Atlanta and Memphis. And that's key. So think about, but it's a little clearer.
Dang.
It's a little clearer because that's Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It's a little clearer, but my nigga, bro, all you gotta do is make the records. Hey, man, Pac-Man, I'm letting you know. Hey, I'm gonna give you my number, my nigga. Whatever you need, this is my studio. I would love lock in and make like three, like not even that. Just set the whole plan. Like I'm with whatever, bro.
That's real.
Yeah, we're gonna do it because I'm a fan of you, my nigga.
Man,
like,
thank you.
And for
Ray,
me, I'm
for
genuine,
real,
bro.
Thank
like,
you, Ray.
But I want to tell you something. We call this the God Show. We don't let people come on the couch unless we consider them a goat. And my nigga, for you to be in jail, come out of jail, and do what you did, nigga. That is some GOAT fucking status shit.
Man,
so we gonna celebrate
you. Thank you, Ray.
I'm gonna tell you one thing though. I'm gonna give you one piece of advice. Receive it.
Okay.
A lot of us don't get the acknowledgement we want because we don't receive it. I had to learn that. Like, cause it's like you gotta receive it because. It's not like they don't want to. It just feel like you might not want them to do it. So if they see you doing it, shit like this, they see they're going to be like, nah, nigga, that nigga is that. Because sometimes you just need to remind niggas. Don't I like, nigga, I forgot. That's why I was playing the record before I came here, nigga. Yeah. Kyle, I need to hear this nigga energy. I need to feel that energy before I come in there. Because sometimes you might forget what the energy felt like.
I do. And sometimes
we gotta change
I overlook
that.
It. I forget it. That's why little brother be like, hell nah bro, these folks. They fuck
nigga,
with
they
you.
They love you, nigga.
I'm like, bro, you sure? You think I should ask them? Like,
what?
Nah, me fuck. You feel me? Like,
here's
damn.
The thing. But Pac-Man, I'm gonna tell you. Here's the thing. 2005 to maybe 2015, you had to ask.
Mm-hmm.
2016 on up, there's no more asking. You can't ask no more. You just gotta tell them what to do.
Damn.
Like, you can't say to a nigga, "I want you to get on my record." You gotta say, "Nigga, I got a record I want to put out. Here's what we're gonna do. And then niggas is cool. Now it's like, okay, yeah, let's do that. That's the key to this shit. Everybody won't fuck with you. You just got to know how. You can't get them the choice on how they interact with you. You got to make the call. This is what I want you to do. This is how I want y'all to receive me. Nigga, I felt the same way. I always felt like an offensive lineman. I always felt like, everybody know Tom Brady, but who's the nigga that makes sure no one touches him? I always felt like that.
Left tackle.
Yeah, left tackle. And I always felt like that. So I started to put myself out there more.
Who giving him that time for him to sit in the pocket and throw the ball like that?
So I started putting myself out there more because I'm like, nigga, I want to tell people. Like, I felt like you. I'm like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm from here. I went to Banneker High School, graduated from Open Campus. I was supposed to be a janitor, my nigga. How the fuck I become this? You know what I'm saying? So,
and we used to ride through Open Campus.
What, nigga?
We used to drive through Open Campus looking for females. Like, yeah.
Yeah, nigga. I told you, I'm like, I had a daycare center in my high school.
Wow. What?
Yeah, nigga. It was Open one of campus, nigga. It was a daycare because it was a school for kids that fell behind. If a girl got pregnant, she had to leave school for 4 or 5 months. She fell behind. She got to come back to school. Where she gonna put the baby?
Damn.
It's a daycare center in the school. Yeah.
Never knew that.
Yeah. Yeah. And look how, and then it's so crazy because I knew it was different because I remember I started dating this girl and I was like early 20s and she was like, one day school came up and she was like, I just know you was like the nigga in school. You so fucking smart. You're like the smartest man I ever met. And I'm like, what? I'm like, LJ, you see your face? I'm like, I got these motherfucking people fooled. I'm up, nigga. Yeah. I didn't think I'm smart like that. I'm up, nigga. And then I realized I actually was smart. Damn. So I was like, shit, I really am smart.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So I get it. It's like, but last thing I'm going to say, the world gives us what we ask it for.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we say things with words that don't match our actions. Sometimes our actions don't match our words. But if those words and that action match, the world will give you everything you dream of. Because you said what you want and you went and got it.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, we set the plan. See, and you can't lose, bro.
Damn.
So we're going to put something together, man. This is going to be a part two. But by the time, we're going to be talking about the project.
Damn, hey, yeah, sir.
Yo.
Yo.
Go ahead. What?
Ooh.
Main squeeze?
Squeeze.
Squeeze the block. But you got to turn you gotta turn squeeze into a conversation like cap.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just say squeeze. It got to be... Squeeze gotta mean something. Like I squeeze the streets, nigga. Like I'm not getting this money. I squeeze these bitches. It can't just be squeeze. See how we? See how I'm saying? You take a word, you build around it, and you create the narrative. That's how you gotta do it. But OJ, hey nigga, I ain't gonna lie. I wanna call that shit. I'm still running.
I'm
still running, nigga.
Damn.
Cause that's what how OJ started.
Running.
Nigga, he dead now. I'm still running. The streets, the game, anything you want.
That's hard. I'm still running.
I'm still running, nigga. What that mean, nigga? I'm still out here. I'm still getting busy. Nigga, I'm still this. Nigga, OJ dead, but this OJ out here, we still running, nigga. I'm getting to it.
Doing 1-2 still.
Yes, nigga. That's what I would do. We're going to do it.
That's hard.
We're going to do it. Well, shout out to the sponsors. Shout out to y'all watching. Shout out to everybody doing this. Fuck with OJ the Juice, man. If y'all see him, walk up to that nigga and tell him you fuck with him.
Man, thank you.
Not real talk.
Thank you.
If y'all see him in the streets, I just
thank you.
Pac-Man, just don't hit nobody. I'm saying just don't hit nobody, Pac-Man. Like let him walk up to the nigga. Like the last thing they wanted to be like, y'all just wanted to I heard your Ray Pack. They're like, bitch, get out of here. Like Ray, OJ, and just like I just was trying. It's like, see, just Pac-Man gotta let him in. All right, cool. But this the God Show. Shout out to OJ the Juice Man. Shout out to you for watching. And we out.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.